little Friday frivolity. And for that, we say hello to Travis.
Hello. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. It's been a bit of a tough news week, so I wanted to do something a little light today, have a little bit of fun. So we're going to do something we haven't done in a while. We're going to play a game.
I like games.
This game is called First of its Kind. First of its Kind, and it is about inventions and the years they were invented. So I will give you an item, and you have to give me the decade in which it was invented.
Oh, this is interesting.
I was trying to figure out how exactly I wanted to go about that, because having you guess the exact year,
the year would be
ridiculous.
Who knows?
Even the decade,
right,
in some cases, is going to be pretty tough.
Yeah.
Pretty tough. So I tried to break it down a little easier for you by two categories.
Okay.
We got sports and not sports.
The sports.
So I will throw it to one of you. You give me sports or not sports. I will give you an item. You give me a decade. And we see where we are.
Love it.
All right.
Love it.
Oh, we haven't done this in a while. Let's start with Matt, shall we?
I will go sports.
You will go sports.
The sports.
The sports indeed. And let's go Frisbee. The Frisbee.
Whoa. I mean, this is the Frisbee. The Frisbee.
2000.
This is no, Dylan.
Dylan, just let him have a chance.
This is probably one of those things that I got to think they were so bored back before television that they invented this. And it's probably way earlier than we think.
It's like the same category as the yo-yo.
It's probably even earlier than I'm going to say, but I'm going to say the 1920s.
The 1920s. That is incorrect. Would you like to try to steal, Donovan?
I will. And let's say it was invented in the 1940s.
We have a point on the board.
Wow.
Because in 1948, the Frisbee was invented at Yale.
There's a Frisbee in my crib when I was born.
How did it take them so long?
They put
long?
Me in a Frisbee and delivered me to my mom.
Man, how dumb was humanity back then?
My mom was down the hall. They put me in a Frisbee and just chunked it down the hallway.
It's literally pie tins at Yale. They just flipped them over. And
in the 1940s at Yale, their great inventions was the Frisbee.
Man, let me tell you something. You know how many hours I wasted tossing around a Frisbee in my youth?
Did you ever throw it to a dog?
No, I didn't. My dog would look at me so crazy right now if I threw a Frisbee.
Really?
I think I have a Frisbee at my house.
I think I've only thrown Frisbees to dogs, honestly.
At the beginning of Flight of the Navigator, they show a Frisbee dog competition. It's pretty cool.
Frisbee dog?
Okay.
So they throw the dogs like Frisbees?
No, they throw Frisbees and the dog's like,
okay.
And
that's a good halftime at a football bit when they chunk it all the way down the field and the dog will go get it.
Bring out a long pool for them to jump over.
Awesome.
Bring some stakes into this. All right, Donovan, sports or not sports?
I will say not sports.
Not sports. Not sports. And let's go with the battery. The battery.
The battery. Was invented.
And this is not sports, so this isn't the pitching battery.
Yeah, I know.
I'm clarifying.
This is AC. I
didn't even think about that.
Voltage.
You're thinking like non-volt.
Double A.
Double A, triple A.
Yeah.
C, D.
Now we're talking.
Why did they? Is there a B battery?
I'm sure there is. Why would you skip it?
They just kept growing.
I will say the batteries were invented in the 1930s.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Damn it.
Donovan.
I will move to steal. I'm going to say the 1880s.
The 1880s. Also incorrect. The battery. Quite old. The Volta battery being the first one. 1800.
1800?
The battery.
Holy crap. Like they're living on the prairie having wars with people on horses.
Volta initially called the device an artificial electric organ.
Weird.
Very fun.
Was that the first person who touched their tongue with it to see if it was still has something? Regretted that decision?
How did that
pass down to everyone who knows that that's exactly how you try and test if a battery has some juice?
And yet they were still using lanterns and whatnot. They could have had flashlights back in the 1801.
Yeah, the whales. They had to take out the whales first.
Well, news was slow to get.
I guess so.
Get through, especially because they just
invented
the battery.
This one guy is just like powering his whole house and lights and everything, and everybody's like, man, that guy's lights are always
on.
But
he did.
How does he have eternal flames?
And he was like, you know, I'm going to the store. Do you need matches? No, I'm good.
I got a Volta.
I have this electric organ.
All right, Maddie. Sports? Not sports.
I'll go not sports.
Not sports. Something you're holding in your hand right now. The microphone. The microphone.
Well, as we know, Marconi, after he was done playing the Mamba, came up with radio.
Number five.
So at what point did the microphone come into play? But they had microphones way back before that, because carnival barkers would use them, right? Or no,
I thought they
would
use the megaphone. That's right. With the...
I'm going to say the microphone was invented in the 1910s.
The 1910s. That would be incorrect.
Yeah, that's way too late.
Incorrect. Donovan for the steal. The microphone
game.
In a game of first of its kind.
I'll say the 1920s.
You're still late. 1876.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Alexander Graham Bell unveiled
the
invented
telephone.
The phone and the microphone?
It's crazy.
Makes sense. You have to invent a microphone.
The telephone, the microphone, what other phone?
All of them.
Xylophone?
Hello? Xylophone.
Home phone.
That's a thing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Go to English class, dude.
Cell phone?
I don't think
I think he gets credited with it in a roundabout way, though. Donovan.
I want to carry this with me.
Donovan. Sports.
Sports. Give me sports.
Sports.
Sports. Sports.
Let's go with the sports bra, also referred to as the jog bra when it first came out.
The jog bra.
Sports.
Because the wires were really cutting into what was happening.
I know.
We need something without the wires.
The ladies can't get fit without everything being compact.
That's right.
Is your bosom too large when you exercise? Try this. The new jog bra.
One wrong step and knock yourself out.
Right. Or somebody around you.
Get a handle on those memories with this.
Memory is the worst word.
The new jog bra.
Okay, Mr. Commercial. 1940s.
1940s is incorrect.
Yeah, that feels like that's way too early.
Yeah, but when did people really start exercising? Or did women just know, like, back when they were out in the prairie, like, oh, these are too big. I wish I had something to constrain them.
Well, they've been exercising forever.
Make a corn stalk and just kind of wrap it around them.
Man, I'm going to say the 1910s.
Man, you went way back.
Yeah, I feel like that's way too late.
Too early. 1977.
Yeah.
What? 1977.
See, so I was right. That's when, like, aerobics got really big.
They
were doing those jazzercise and stuff like that.
Because they had the old Thighmaster, but they needed... to make sure that the up tops were
okay. Get through with that,
they were doing
their
disco. Like, whoa, I can put my eye out with that thing.
Why is it so long?
Okay, you know what? Everyone, just chill out.
Is it Matt's turn to pick?
Yeah, it's Matt's turn.
I will say not sports.
Not sports, not sports. Let's go to ciabatta bread. Ciabatta bread.
Ciabatta bread was invented? I guess it has to be.
I'm saying,
it wouldn't grow somewhere.
Right. It's not on a tree. Look at my ciabatta tree. It's really producing this year.
Yeah, but...
Man, bread has been around for so long.
Yeah, bread's been around since before time almost.
Right.
But that's just regular bread. Leavened bread, even. This is ciabatta.
Ciabatta bread, which was invented in the ciabatta region of Italy back in 1640.
That's way too early.
No, bread's been around a long time.
I know, but that's way too early.
The ciabatta region.
In 1640?
Yeah.
No, that is incorrect. You're correct on the Italy part. I'll give you that.
Yes.
You nailed Italy.
It's a ciabatta.
Okay. It's the 1900s.
All right. If you'll just break that down a little further for me into a decade.
The odds of 19...
Obviously.
You could not get a sandwich on ciabatta until the year of our Lord, 1982.
Whoa!
Ladies and gentlemen, 1982.
That's a long time to go without ciabatta bread.
I know.
And look at it now.
It's so delicious.
I was way off.
So delicious.
I mean, to be honest, bread has been around forever.
Samsonite, huh?
Yeah.
God.
Small town near Venice. Donovan, sports or not sports?
Let's go sports.
Let's see. Let's find a good sports one, and let's go with something I'm sure you're super, super familiar with. The skateboard.
Oh, yeah.
The skateboard.
The skateboard has been around.
Didn't Marty McFly invent that?
That'd be the hoverboard, but that was a good guess.
Since the 1950s.
2-0. Bam! Donovan coming as we have 1958.
Yeah, because he traveled back to 1955, and when he got behind that thing, they had the little box on it. He ripped it off and started skateboarding around.
Right, because they didn't have them yet. Matt, sports or not sports?
I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter.
It does for me. I got two lists.
What'd you guess? Sports? I'll go not sports.
You want not sports? How about Velcro? Velcro.
What do you think?
Don't ask him.
We're in competition.
I had Velcro shoes when I was a kid.
So before then,
I'm going to say the 1960s.
1960s, incorrect.
I think you're really close.
This is my worst game of all time.
You're getting shut out right
and
now.
I will say the 1940s for Velcro.
Yeah, that makes sense.
3-0.
They needed it for the war to Velcro things to themselves.
Yeah. Invented in Switzerland after noticing how burrs will stick to things.
Yep.
And in 1941, yeah, I'm sure it was very, very useful for the military. Donovan.
Man.
Sport or not sport?
Let's go sport.
Jockstrap. I'm looking for the invention of the jockstrap.
Well, it's the same thing, but for a guy.
Right.
You got tired of the boys flopping around. You need something to holster them up.
Something top side, something bottom side.
I bet some super old guy invented this because he got tired of them hitting the water.
Watch my nuts.
Let's say the jockstrap was invented in the 1950s.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, that feels like it's way too late to support.
Okay.
For the steel.
Too late then, the 1930s.
That is also going to be way too late, good sir.
Yeah.
In 1874.
Yep.
In Boston, actually invented for bicycle messengers having a tough time on cobblestone.
Wow.
Wow, that makes
sense. So they're just trying to deliver their pre-Amazon packages, and they're getting popped into boys.
Just boom, boom, boom.
Over cobblestone.
That's going to be tough.
Oh, God.
That's not a cup. That's just the jockstrap.
And I do wonder how many different variations of that before it was perfected.
Right.
What did he put it in there first? Did he?
Coconut.
Like a can?
A banana, empty banana peel.
And like, this isn't.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. Then they tried sheep bladder.
Avocado shell or something.
Okay. For each one?
Yeah. Nice and soft.
On some string.
I bet you that would cut.
Avocado shell?
Yeah. You're trying to form fit them.
I bet it would bunch real bad.
Hmm.
Matt, sports or not sports?
Not sports. 1840.
Well, hold on.
Let me you have to listen to it. Don't give up so fast.
Let me give you the topic first. How about 911 for emergencies? And it's 10-10 here on First of Its Kind. So 4 million points.
Someone please
I give
call
you 911.
And this was really popular, and it came around as a kid. So they must have invented it in the 1970s.
Oh, that's a tough one, buddy. That's a tough one. That is incorrect. Donovan, just to gloat,
in the 80s
flex
then.
On him.
I know you know that.
The 60s.
1968, the first 911 call.
I missed by 2 years.
And your winner, once again, Donovan Lewis in First of Its Kind.
Man.
Someone please call 911.
You Jacob deGrom'd me with the shutout.